There is one trait that will make you happier for the rest of your life, and you are the only one who can do it. You have to learn to trust people.
Oh my gosh.
And they say that it gets easier and easier the more you do it.
I think the older and older you get, the more you trust people less.
But that's why it's important to start now.
I want to trust. I've always been trusting.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say I still am probably more trusting than I should be. But I definitely have.
You feel like you get burned?
I'm more skeptical
of
people.
Well, that happens because of life experience.
Yeah, oh yeah.
It happens. But according to this study from the Netherlands, found that the one trait that will make all of us happier, no matter how old we are, is learning to trust people more. It's having a trusting attitude that makes us feel happier and more satisfied. And it's trust and well-being that mutually reinforce each other over time. And also, it's not like trusting the government, trusting the bubble. It's the people who are closest to you.
I see.
They say that is the most beneficial part.
Until you get let down. Then it's terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think going back to being like not losing your trusting, like don't become skeptical of everybody just because of one experience.
Yeah, that's not fair to new people.
No.
I think you do have life experiences to inform you of where you might see, oh, this is similar, mm-hmm. and it could be actually help you.
Sure.
But I do know like when you are skeptical, which I have been in certain situations, it isn't a good feeling. It doesn't make you feel happy.
It doesn't.
It makes you think of all the scenarios of how this person could screw you over, mm-hmm. or are they screwing you over? Are they lying to you?
Mm-hmm. But when you're skeptical, don't you, like sometimes when you're skeptical or have that gut skeptical thought or feel, aren't a lot of times you're right?
Not always.
Not always, but
I think if you're so used to, because of your life experience, you're so used to just not trusting anybody, that can totally throw off your intuition.
That's true, because I do know, I have a family member that the default setting is everyone's out to screw you.
Mm-hmm.
And going to be right a percentage of the time.
Sure.
So it's almost like not case by case.
Because you're also going to be wrong a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And obviously you're not looking for perfection. Like, oh, you did one thing that I didn't like, so I can't trust. No. When you know someone's just not trustworthy, it's like, oh, it's so draining.
Yeah. But apparently the Netherlands say that it's going to make us all happier. Mm. It's just going to.
Matt,
take us to do
I can't tell anything that you think ever. Mm-hmm. Do you?
You also can't see him.
That's on purpose.
You can't see him.
No, I'm just saying. Even when we have face to face, what is your default setting? Do you think? Do you think you mostly trust new people?
My genuine default setting is to trust people.
That's good
for the most part. I mean, it's very rare that I meet somebody and I've never had any interaction with them at all. At least from a sense of like someone else has at least given me some insight about this person. And if anyone else has said, hey, you know, be a little skeptical, then I'll put a little bit of a guard up. But if it is genuinely, I've never met you before and we're just interacting for the first time, I tend to have that trust. But mm-hmm. I think part of that is because I do a lot of self-disclosure early on in conversations and relationships with people. You're going to find out a lot about me quickly. And I think that draws people in to want to connect with me more.
Like how so? Give an example.
When are you going to start with us?
Yeah. Human... you guys know a lot about me.
We
talk to you, though, for 4 hours every day.
We do know a lot about you. Yeah.
Well,
we know stuff off the air, too.
Yeah.
But in fairness, we all talk together for 4 hours uh-huh. every single day. It's not just a conversation that we're having back and forth. But I think it's just human nature. If someone were to come up to you and share a secret with you, there's just something about you internally that you feel like you have to reciprocate that.
Mm. I agree with that.
So I'm very quick to, if I can find any kind of common ground, I will try to share something that we're so open. I'm probably desensitized to what should and shouldn't be shared in a first 100%. Interaction with somebody.
Yep. Yes.
So I tend to share a lot more quicker. And I think that causes people to trust me because they're like, oh, well, this person is being very open about this. And then they instantly open up about something because they feel the need to do that. And then we instantly have like a much deeper relationship.
I agree with that.
Like there's some parents of the kids that were on Wyatt's t-ball team that I never had a conversation with until like April of this year that now are like, we should take a trip together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, great idea. Uh-huh.
And I
think
somebody. It's because we can have these conversations and we open up about a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. People that you're around and they don't open up, I just feel like I don't know them and I don't feel like I could trust them.
And when they don't open up, even though you've been asking all of the right questions, and I'm like, okay, well, guess I'm never getting to the bottom of that.
Yeah, that seemed like a, yeah. Now, Jason right. Goodman, what is your default
No,
setting?
I don't trust anybody.
We know.
Yeah.
Right off the bat, I don't trust.
And you're going to be right a percentage of the time.
And I feel like I'm right more of the percentages, especially when I meet somebody. I feel like things happen that I don't trust, and I was right about the majority of the time.
You don't feel like a little bit of that is some mirroring or some self-reflection that, like, maybe that's how you feel about yourself? Like, are you doing something shady so then you just assume that everybody else is shady?
It's a great question.
I know how I think.
Okay, there's this game that's okay. called Black Mirror.
Okay.
And I've been wanting to play it for a while on the show, but I'm a little bit afraid of it. You basically go around, like, you would be doing this at a family members or your friends, your girlfriends, in our case, our show family.
Yeah.
And the thing that bothers you the most about the other person,
oh my God,
has something to do with who you are as a person, and that's why it bothers you.
Is that why it bothers me that you're so funny, Katie? Because I'm so funny. That really bothers me.
No, but it would
me.
Trigger you that I'm so funny.
Yeah.
It would have to trigger you.
Yeah, trigger. Something that triggers
something
me.
Something that triggers, like, your. Let's say if I'm playing with Jared, right? I want to. If we
you
do decide to play this, then
we really need to
we'll save
it. Yeah.
But it's something that you do that really bothers me, really triggers me, but it has nothing to do with you. It has something to do with why it upsets me.
I see.
But is that a fact?
Yeah, I think that's like the psychology behind it, is that if there's something in my...
I mean, if somebody triggers you because they did something bad to somebody else, that isn't a reflection.
Well, I think it's like a persistent
is thing. Is it something where, have you ever had this where people are like, I can't stand that this person does X, Y, and Z, but they do that?
No.
It's not that.
I think that'd be just if you're just a hypocrite.
Okay.
If you're a hypocrite, if that, but it's something, again,
you don't realize
with the Enneagram
okay.
and like who we okay. are, it, you know, their personalities and that sort of thing and the why it bothers. It's not always a bad thing. It's not always a bad thing. Is that maybe, for example, like I'm a type A, right? I like things by, I'm like very organized. And so because I feel in control and I'm organized, I would be upset or triggered by somebody who's not, because then I feel out of control.
It has more to say about you than them.
Exactly.
That, okay. that actually makes sense. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is definitely a truth, at least in Carol and I's relationship. I definitely, and she can definitely see things that I would do or she would do that maybe somebody else that doesn't bother.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But because, mm-hmm. so sometimes when relationships go sour, and we always say, well, there's two sides to every story. Yeah, there is. But in some relationships, maybe... it doesn't really bother that person. They can get along,
yes.
and that's what they don't mind, and that's
oh,
what they
yeah.
like. Mm-hmm. Where the other person, somebody else that's in a relationship, can't stand it and thinks it's maybe even against their values.
And then that it works for them. And so that's why they work as a successful couple, but you guys didn't work out because that's not compatible.
No, we ended up working out. But
well, I mean, yeah. But if
I would have to say that you would have to be not sweat maybe a lot of stuff, not a lot of the small stuff, and...
some things you can't
you know,
help, though.
And realize that there's like a compromise even with certain values to them, because everybody does have certain values. You just want a lot of your values to line up.
Mm-hmm.
And no one's going to be perfect.
No.
Mm-mm. I think that's the fairy tale thing, not just for women, but for men,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
They're going to have the perfect wife, and they're going to want to do it all the time. They're always going to look be a 10. They're always going to, you know, be cool and want to, you know, be so attractive. No, they're going to make mistakes. They're going to disappoint you. They're going to lie to you sometimes, maybe small lies, hopefully. I mean, they're imperfect. And if we think this one's going to be perfect, you're going to be disappointed a lot in your life.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Life lessons. Write it down.